86 servers, and the mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Did you know canine athletes have at least twice the athletic endurance of human athletes? That's why Purina Pro Plan dog food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition formulated to help fuel your dog's natural athleticism. Join the Pro Plan Facebook page today for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog excel on his journey towards achieving greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Oh, you got an early scoop?
Well, I read it, and I know she'll have it, because she has everything. Nothing gets by her. Her, that would be Tina Dalpiez. It would be the Wood Report. And it starts right now.
Yeah! Yeah!
Well, thank you.
It's all yours, Tina.
We'll start off with Nicole Polizzi.
Snooki. Oh, she was Speaker of the House, Nancy Polizzi,
no.
Her sister.
She and her boyfriend of 2 years, Gianni Lavelle, welcomed their first child together Sunday, a little boy named Lorenzo. He weighed 6 pounds, 5 ounces.
That poor kid.
Oh, man.
Enzo. That's what they're going to call
him.
Enzo.
They said a Guido has been born. Another Guido.
Wow.
Yep. Anna Ferris. And her husband, Chris Pratt, welcomed a son named Jack on Saturday. It was the baby was born a few weeks early.
Jack
but,
Pratt?
Yeah.
Yep.
Eat no fat?
That's right. They've been married since 2009.
Do you know the rest of that thing? Jack.
His wife eat no lean, and so between the both, you see, they eat the platter clean.
They didn't eat the platter clean. They licked the platter clean,
oh.
I think. But that's close enough.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that part at all.
Very good.
Okay, classical pianist Ben Clyburn.
You can't say penis.
And I think it's Spratt, right?
Jack Spratt.
Yes.
Yeah, we Spratt. Know that's we know that.
Okay.
Yeah, we know that's the real.
Okay.
Gosh.
You're ruining my report.
All right, sorry.
Classical pianist Ben Clyburn has been diagnosed with advanced bone cancer and is resting comfortably at his Texas home. The 78-year-old Clyburn rose to fame in 1958 when he won the first international Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow at the age of 23.
All right. The one thing that doesn't seem right to me, he's got bone cancer and he's resting comfortably. I don't think if you have bone cancer, you're resting comfortably. I don't think you're comfortable.
He's probably really drugged up.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? I think those poor people that have bone cancer,
He's performed for every president since Harry Truman, and for years has devoted his time to the Van Cliburn. I have a hard time with that name. International Piano Competition that was founded in 1962. He won a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2004, and was presented with the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2003.
And to add to your report, not that it needs any addition, but Van Cliburn is not his real name. It was changed at the suggestion of an agent so that he would be more successful. His birth name was Pickup Truck Clyburn.
Oh, my God. Thanks, everybody. Thanks.
He has a sister. Yeah, his sister is named Sedan.
Now see that?
Yeah, I already had done it.
I had already done, actually, the joke. And that.
Sylvester Stallone has lost another family member 6 weeks after the death of his 36-year-old son, Sage. The actor's half-sister, 48-year-old Tony Ann Felitti, died from lung cancer on Sunday.
I called Sly this morning.
Really?
And I said, I'm really sorry.
Did you record
him? Yeah, I did. I said, I'm really sorry to hear about your half-sister. I said, it's just one tragedy after another one. How you getting along? And here's what Stallone said.
You know, we're doing okay. I see. You know, she's a half-sister. You know, it's no big deal.
Oh, man. I don't think that's how he feels.
Pretty cold.
Oh, I think he's probably upset.
I bet he's on medication.
Yeah. Sound like it.
The family of director Tony Scott held a private ceremony for him. He's the director who jumped from a bridge earlier this month. He was cremated, and his wife says she'll keep the ashes at their home.
Did he jump into the water?
Yes.
Okay. But, I mean, it could have been an overpass bridge.
Oh. Like, but the people that took the pictures were all on boats. I'm assuming it was the water.
How'd you like to have a body fall on your boat? A little harbor cruise.
Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline will no longer be played at Penn State football games because the lyrics have been deemed inappropriate in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky scandal. The song with the lyrics, Touching Me, Touching You,
has
been a traditional fan sing-along at Penn State games, but school officials have decided to cut it from the playlist.
I think that's a good idea, though.
You do?
Yes.
I think it's ridiculous.
That's all anybody's going to think about every time it's played.
Forbes has listed the top 10 highest-paid celebrities for the past year. It goes from May through May, so it's May 2011 through May 2012. Oprah Winfrey is number one with $165 million. Man. Michael Bay, the director, is at $160 million. Then Steven Spielberg is in third place with $130 million. Some of the other ones were Jerry Bruckheimer, Dr. Dre, Tyler Perry, Howard Stern, James Patterson, an author, George Lucas, and Simon Cowell was number 10 with $90 million. Nearly 3 weeks after Randy Travis was arrested for drunk driving, a truck that was owned by him was found wrecked and abandoned in a field in Texas. Police are investigating. They want to know how that Chevy ended up on its side in a field in Frisco.
Wait, this is after the other thing?
Yeah, 3 weeks now. They found this.
What is the deal with this?
Well, according to his publicist or his attorney, Travis hasn't seen that truck in at least 3 months. So he doesn't know how it happened. Okay, last week, I told you the story about Lindsay Lohan. She went to that party with her brother, her assistant, and two guys. One of them was apparently Suge Knight's son.
Suge.
Thank you.
I like Suge.
Okay, so she is blaming him for stealing everything. The police want to talk to her, though, because those two guys turned the stuff in, and they had been given the stuff, they said, by Lindsay Lohan. She had wrapped it up in a T-shirt of hers and given it to them, some jewelry.
Yeah.
But the story just gets weirder, okay? Now the police also want to talk to her in Santa Monica, that wreck she was in back in June, where she said she was not driving. They think she's lying, so they want to interview her about that. Her attorney saying she's not talking about any of it. Now she's getting text messages from the guy who owned that house, that mansion where the stuff was stolen. He tried to recant the story to police and say, no, she didn't take anything. But police think that this guy's really hot for Lindsay because he's saying that this is the tweet to her, I officially told Detective Rodriguez that you can't take anything from me because what's mine is yours.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. And you just reminded me of another one of those words where you don't hear the other version. You said recant. Nobody ever cants. They recant.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't cant. Don't you have to cant before you can recant?
You would think so.
You never hear of it.
I don't know. I can't.
We're running your report, aren't we?
Prince Harry says he will attend the 2012 Paralympic Games in London, refusing to back out of his first scheduled appearance following those naked photos that were out on the internet. He hasn't been seen for a while since that. The games are scheduled to begin tomorrow and run through September 9th, but he's got some friends. I'll tell you about his friends. People around the world coming together to show their support for Prince Harry and those nude photos. They've started a Facebook group. It's called Support Prince Harry with a Naked Salute.
He doesn't need anybody's
support. It has more than 11,000 members. You can go on there, a bunch of naked people hiding their private parts and saluting.
I don't know what that means, support him. It's not like he's on trial.
No, but they think, leave him alone. He can be naked if he wants because, you know, it's like, we don't want you to go out in public. We want you to lay low.
Well, who's to say they aren't leaving him alone? Nobody's punishing him.
Do you have in there the offer that he got? Are you going to mention that?
I don't know about the offer.
Oh, he got offered $10 million to star in a porno movie.
Really?
Yes. I don't think he needs the money.
I don't think he does.
No.
He ought to do it.
Would you be in a porn movie for $10
million? Oh, sure.
I would.
Dan, I didn't
I have to pay $10 million? Okay. I'm going to have trouble coming up with the funds, but okay.
You know what? You just reminded me of a great joke. Okay. Go ahead.
Howard
Tina.
Stern called the Tonight Show host Jay Leno a spineless maggot and suggested it was Leno who made all the cuts to the staff last week. Now Stern is under fire from an NBC executive. He told him to back off of Jay, but...
Wait a minute. Back off the J.
What? Yep. Stern says he'll say whatever he wants.
Your back, I guess.
He says, it's just my opinion, so who cares?
We're running your report. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm nothing. No, you're not. After recently revealing that he was prepared to have real sex in his upcoming movie Nymphomaniac, Shia LaBeouf says he took a real acid trip to prepare for a scene in another upcoming film called The Necessary Death of Charlie Countryman. He wanted to better grasp his character who gets high on LSD. Katie Couric, whose syndicated talk show Katie debuts on September 10th, will chat with Jessica Simpson and Sheryl Crow. By the way, Sheryl Crow wrote and performed the show's theme song called This Day. They'll be on her first episode. The second episode will feature an exclusive interview with Amy Copeland. She's the 24-year-old Georgia graduate student who lost a part of every limb to that flesh-eating bacteria over the summer. She was doing zip lining. Other celebrity guests scheduled for the first 3 weeks include Barbara Streisand, Jennifer Lopez, Heidi Klum, Susan Sarandon, Chelsea Handler, Sofia Vergara, 50 Shades of Grey author E.L. James, Demi Lovato, and Wendy Williams.
It's all chicks.
Yeah.
She's only interviewing women?
Maybe.
I'm going to go ahead and predict disaster for Katie Couric.
Steve Burton, he played Jason Morgan on General Hospital for the past 21 years, says he's leaving the show.
Oh, so
if
crap.
You're a fan of that show and him.
Just as I was starting get into that show.
Were you? Justin Bieber has agreed to team up with X Factor judge L.A. Reid. He's going to be the celebrity mentor with Reid on the upcoming season of X Factor. Each of the judges... Simon Cowell, L.A. Reid, Britney Spears, and Demi Lovato will have a celebrity mentor, and he's going to be with L.A. Reid. Lovato says she's going to have Nick Jonas, and we don't know who the other two are going to
have. I could not care less about that stuff. I'm tired of those.
Amanda Seyfried has a new boyfriend, Desmond Harrington from Dexter. Rosie O'Donnell has announced that she and her girlfriend, Michelle Rounds, actually got married in secret this June before her girlfriend began treatment for her tumor disease.
I'm guessing Rosie's the husband.
If you look at the pictures, it kind of looks that way. Motley Crue bassist Nikki Sixx is 53. His girlfriend is almost 27. She plans to celebrate that birthday by stripping down to her undies for him and about 15,000 of his friends during a Motley Crue show in Michigan on her birthday. So there you go. So if you go to that concert in Michigan on September 5th, she's supposedly going to strip and dance.
No, I can't make it.
Donald Trump has a new enemy in Arianna Huffington. Of the Huffington Post fame.
Who would name their daughter Areola?
No.
What is it?
Arianna.
In a recent Twitter, Trump said, Arianna Huff is unattractive both inside and out. I fully understand why her former husband left her for a man. He made a good decision. He's been ripping into her ever since they ran an article on him asking why he's been so crabby recently.
You know, like or don't like Donald Trump, it's kind of fun to hear a really rich guy wallow in the mud and sling dirt. You know, you just normally don't hear do the trailer trash.
They're prim and proper.
Yeah, not him.
A pair of Elvis Presley's underwear complete with stains will be sold at an auction in Manchester, England next month. He wore the undies at a 1977 show before the auction house acquired them from Presley's dad, Vernon. The dirty drawers are expected to sell for more than $15,000.
All right, we have something that no one else has.
Okay.
Sometimes people question the authenticity of auction items. Like, well, you know, are they really Elvis's underwear? How do we know they're... And this is kind of a sick question. Some people prefer that they were worn, even stained. Mm-hmm. That way, you know, his DNA is in the underwear.
Right.
I'm stalling because we have some armed, I believe they're Brinks. You guys with Brinks? Yeah, the Brinks armored car people. They're actually bringing in a recording. Now, this is Elvis performing and singing. And if you, we have very sophisticated equipment. We were able to take this into one of our audio labs here at KTRS and hone in on the part of the song where he actually stains the underwear.
Okay.
This authenticates this underwear. Roll that. Yeah, the king. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, baby, I ain't asking what you do. No,
oh, my goodness.
I ain't asking what you do. You're just a bigger, bigger, bigger hunger love. Oh, we'll do it.
Oh boy, that's enough. That's it. There you go. That's
man,
verifies it.
I would hate to be on stage with him doing
that. Confirms it, and that's the actual performance.
Wow.
That's the underwear he was wearing. It's all going up for auction. $16,000, worth every dollar.
Okay, at the movies, The Expendables 2 held on to the number one spot with 13.5 million in ticket sales. The Bourne Legacy second again with 9.2 million. Paranorman was once again third with 8.5 million. Two new movies opened, Premium Rush. It came in seventh. It only made 6.3 million. And the new Hit and Run that stars Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard, and Bradley Cooper came in 10th. With 4.6 million in ticket sales.
You know, it opens tomorrow, and I'm going to go tomorrow night, the first
Lawless.
Night. Yeah, which I never do that, but it's on a Wednesday night. I want to see Lawless tomorrow night. I think I'm going to really like it.
All righty. Some birthdays. Singer Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine is 26. Leanne Rimes is 30. Doesn't it seem like she's been
only
around forever?
Only 30?
Wow. Yeah, but she's been performing
goodness.
For 16 years.
If you'd said 48, I would have said, oh, okay.
Actor Jason Priestley from Beverly Hills 90210 is 43. Jack Black is 43.
Who's the guy who tried to be even bigger than Jason Priestley, but he didn't?
Here it comes.
Jason Monsignor Lee.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, a Monsignor is bigger than a priest.
I said tried to be bigger.
Oh, tried to be bigger.
Actor Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings is 44. Shania Twain.
Yeah, come on.
Is 47. Actress Jennifer Coolidge. I love this gal. She was the manicurist in Legally Blonde, and she's Stifler's mom in American Pie.
Oh, yeah.
She is such a hoot.
Great.
She's 51.
Big character actress.
51 years old. Actress Emma Sam. She was in General Hospital for a long time. And then she took over the role that Pamela Sue Martin played in the Dynasty. Remember, she was Fallon Carrington Colby? And then they replaced her with a different girl, and she was the same girl.
And her name is Emma Sam or Sams?
Sams. S-A-M-M-S.
Another one of the chicks that doesn't have to work, like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, the Dreyfus Fund.
Who's that?
Regis Philbin, Rich Kid, Emma Sam.
Here it comes.
Emma's Club.
She
owns that whole chain.
Emma's Club.
She's 52. Thanks, actor Daniel Stern, you know who he is, correct?
Sure.
Home Alone.
Yep, he's 55. Actress Barbara Bach.
Yeah, she in her day.
She appeared in Playboy. And she was the James Bond girl for The Spy Who Loved Me. And she's been married to Ringo Starr for 31 years.
That's right.
She is 66. And
who am I thinking of? Who was the Bach that was Daisy Duke? Is
it, yeah, that wasn't this. That wasn't Barbara Bach. Oh,
okay.
I don't even think her name was Bach, was it? I never watched that.
I know. I always get them confused, so I know what you mean. It was Barbara
it.
Something.
He'll answer his own question. He'll look.
Catherine Bach.
Catherine Bach.
Okay. And finally, actor David Soul. The Hutch from Starsky and Hutch and the singer of the wonderful Don't Give Up on Us, Baby from 1976 is 69.
Whoa.
Hey, shut up.
That is the Wood Report.
Stop laughing at that.
Another guy who, big series, and then poof, David Soul. What happened?
I guess he tried to be a singer.
Wow. Folks, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I've never heard a more comprehensive entertainment and more entertaining or comprehensive entertainment report than the one I just heard. Well, you'll hear it again next Tuesday and every Tuesday. It's called The Wood Report with Tina Dalpa. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And our goal is to interrupt, butt in, and mess it up. I think we
as
did,
often as
I think
possible.
We did a really good job doing that today. I had a nice, fairly long chat this morning with Mark Reardon of Mark and Jason. And he actually called, asked me if I wanted to go along to something he's going to go to Saturday, which would be quite a bit of fun. If I am in town, I am going to join him and do that. What it is doesn't matter because somebody will try to turn it into something political. But he said the magic words. He said, yeah, I said, I'm going with a buddy. If you want to join us, before we head out there, we're going to have breakfast at Cracker Barrel. That did it. I mean, and he starts describing the pancakes at Cracker Barrel, man, which I've never had.
They're oh, they're
that's what good. He says. They're great.
Yeah, they are.
Chicken fried steak and eggs.
And, stop it.
Mashed potatoes.
Mark Reardon, a regular, real guy, as is his partner, Jason Becker. They're with Stifel Nicolaus. They are financial advisors. There's a lot of education that goes into that. And it's not just formal education, like you go to college and you study. What would you major in to be a financial business?
Economics.
Economics, maybe. I guess, yeah.
Financial.
But then you have to keep it up. You have to stay with it. You have to stay on top of things like, I don't know, everything changes every year, the same way the tax code seems to change. I can't imagine being an accountant and trying to figure out year to year, well, you know, last year you could take 12% of that up to a certain portion of your income for deduction, but this year they changed that law, so, oh, how horrible would that be? Well, thank goodness there are people who don't think it's horrible. They like to do it, the same way that good financial advisors want to know. They want to know what's new, what's out, what's old, what's smart, what's not so smart, so they can pass it along to you. Now, if you have a financial advisor, and some of you might, many of you might, so what? You can still get a second opinion from Mark and Jason, and they'd be happy to tell you what they think about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. The next step is yours. You have to call them. They're not going to pester you, call you at night, send out some, you know, blanket mass mailing. They don't work that way. They're a little too classy for that. $25,000 or more, they'll be happy to have a meeting with you. Won't cost you anything. And then you decide. You decide if you like their line of thinking. They may very well tell you that what you're doing with your $25,000 or most of what you're doing is smart. You're on the right track. And why wouldn't they? If it's look, a good investment move is a good investment move. Just is, and they'll tell you that. But they may also have some things you may want to change. But they're going to need information, because part of the process, if it's done right, is to get to know everything they can about you, your lifestyle, what you want in the future. How many kids do you have? Will mom and dad maybe be living with you one day? Do you want to take big vacations? Do you want a vacation home? What are your financial goals? And their job then is to help you reach them. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stifel Nicolaus. I think you know the website by now, but just in case you don't, markandjason.com.
Time for a look at the roads with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. How's it look, Tim?
Tina, they just cleared an accident on southbound Hampton at Wilson just before 44, so traffic getting back to normal there. Looks like we've got an accident that just happened here on southbound 170 just after Page. They've moved it off to the right shoulder, but people are starting to bunch up as they try to ramp on from Page to southbound 170. Slow again from Ladue down through Highway 64. Westbound 64, that is slow now between Hampton or approaching Hampton through McCausland. It's heavy again, 270 through Mason. Eastbound 64, a little heavy from 170 through Big Bend. I'm wondering if that's Fish concert fans coming in now early. And then if you're traveling downtown, eastbound 64, that is slow from a little east of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, eastbound 55-70 stacks up between Tudor and 64. This traffic report brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you get a few more miles per tank. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou. Homecoming. And you.
Talk about the perfect game.
You and a friend could be there from the Big 550. To enter, all you have to do is become a fan of our Big 550 KTRS Facebook page.
And if you're already a Big 550 fan on our Facebook page,
you're automatically entered to win two tickets to see the Tigers take on the Kentucky Wildcats in Mizzou's 101st homecoming game on October 27th.
For more, go to KTRS.com.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
One day, as another workday comes to a close.
Hey, honey.
Oh, man, what a day. I feel like I've worked 12 hours, and I really don't feel like going home to cook.
So let's do dinner at DeLeo's in Florissant.
DeLeo's for dinner, huh? One problem.
There's a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem.
With DeLeo's?
No, all the lunches we've done at DeLeo's were fabulous, especially the big Raboni.
A great sandwich. I can taste why it was declared the best of the best in the U.S. on the Food Network, which also rated DeLeo's as one of the top five delis in America. So what's the problem?
I was already at DeLeo's today for lunch.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Sunday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
So now we can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli has an outdoor patio, a free private party room, and Wi-Fi. There are also three art galleries featuring local artists.
Food for the body and food for thought.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli, just south of Newhall's Ferry on North Lindbergh and Florissant. For more, go to DeLeo'sDeli.com.
Tonight, I'm making it DeLeo's.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out term life insurance.
A man, 43, in excellent health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
If the bee
big news on the horizon. I'm going to go ahead and just kind of leak a little of this now. I have a website. It's frankopinion.com. It has been a boring, dormant site. Not interesting. No reason to go there except for a sponsor list. That's about to change. The guy sitting next to me is going to be part of that change. And when you see what he's going to do with my site, you may very well want him to take a look at yours. But he's in here today because it's Tuesday, and the CDs are out, the DVDs are out. He's going to tell you what they are, the good, the bad, the ugly. He is brought to you by Orec, O-R-E-C-K. Yes, it's a vacuum cleaner, and there's another vacuum cleaner they'd love for you to take a look at. It's called the Miele. Check it out. Along with all the other great products at the 7 locally owned and operated Orec Home Care Centers. Great stores, great people in there working hard. Tell them your AM and the PM, and thank them for sponsoring this guy right here, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yes, yes, yes.
How you doing, Joe?
Great, Frank. How are you, sir?
You seem better today, like things are kind of clicking.
Yeah, I feel. You know what? I feel like I'm standing on the sunny side of the street right now.
You got grown man haircut now and everything.
You do.
Big boy haircut.
Yes,
he's one of those chameleon guys. He could look like a guy that plays the drums in a heavy metal band, and another day he looks like the executive vice president of some, Boys Town.
That's
something.
A good color. Let's stay with that one for
this
a while.
This is the natural color. See, the time that I tried to straighten the hair chemically.
You
and fried it after bleaching it three times before then. I made a promise to all those that love me that I will not color or dye my hair, despite how many times I have counted.
You're growing up, Joe. Every day you're getting to be a big young man.
Did you
grown
do this?
Man.
Frank, when you started noticing your hair color naturally changing, did you spend a lot of time in the mirror counting?
Mine changed to clear.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, let's check it. Because I didn't know whether I'm spending too much time looking in the mirror counting every white and gray.
Yeah,
okay.
You are.
Okay.
Yeah, you
just checking. All right. So it's New Release Tuesday. We always start out with music. Sometimes it's not that entertaining. However, today we have Scum of the Earth and their brand new record, The Devil Made Me Do It. That should be great for the kids. The Easy Star All-Stars have an album called Thrilla out that is without the E-R. That's Thrilla, T-H-R-I-L-L-A. Andrew W.K. Does anybody remember
when
Andrew?
It's time to party, we will party, huh?
Yes, I knew it. I knew it.
Ooh, look at Peon.
Well, Andrew,
this room is too hip for me.
Andrew W.K., Ian, help me. That was the guy who made it very famous for punching himself in the face while performing and bleeding everywhere on stage, right?
Yes, he was very theatrical
Yeah,
on
he would
stage,
try
yeah.
and break his own nose, and not like a wrestler with the little
Holy
razor
cow.
Thing. But this guy would really hit himself.
High energy.
Very, very high energy. Well, his album, I Get Wet, has its 10th anniversary today, and it comes out with a bonus CD of rare and live recordings.
Wet has a boner CD?
Bonus.
I heard that too, Tina.
Boy, Tina perked right up.
A little confession that I have here when it comes to my musical tastes and interests. Sometimes I've seen people give me really weird looks when I confess this. I am a fan of Alanis Morissette.
Oh, me too.
I really like Alanis Morissette.
Why would they give you... Joe, they're giving you weird looks. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes.
They're going to give you weird looks.
I find her very attractive, too.
I think
I know she's got some bigger, longer teeth.
Yeah.
Than normal.
But, no. She has an odd...
She has...
Gravity does something odd to her face. And there are times I think your cheekbones are about a half an inch too low. And it just looks a
long
bit weird.
Long face, too. But, yeah, I find her very attractive.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, in the You Ought to Know video, when she's just screaming and going crazy about the ex-boyfriend,
yeah.
She just looks angry hot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, an angry hot can really work out. But she's got a new record out today. It is called Havoc and Bright Lights. So if you're a fan of Alanis Morissette, might want to give it a shot. Very introspective record. She's really looking in, and you can look in as well and grab a peek and pick up the album. On DVD today, a romantic comedy that might induce vomiting called Think Like a Man is available. You might dig it, you might not. Kind of loosely based around the book that Steve Harvey wrote, trying to give relationship advice. So if you like Steve Harvey and you think he's kind of funny.
I do like him.
You might.
I think his talk show is going to do real well.
Good day.
No, not Paul Harvey, no. Steve Harvey. I think he's going to have a good talk show.
All right. So there's a movie called Starship Troopers, came out a while ago. It kind of got some of the kids excited. Now they've released so many straight-to-DVD sequels, it's hard to keep track. So look to the red box for Starship Troopers Invasion, straight-to-DVD. Movie called Life Happens is available today, all about living single and dealing with the unexpected curveballs that life might throw at you, like unplanned pregnancy and how you have to lean on your friends and you're going to make it and you're a strong person. So if that's your thing, go for it. Enjoy it. Probably just a rental. If I said the following actor's name, I'm thinking some of you might be like, hey, you know what? I haven't seen that guy in anything. Kevin Kline.
Yeah, from St. Louis. Mm-hmm.
Kevin Kline, at one time, man, that guy, I mean, I still will go back to The January Man, and I think A Fish Called Wanda is just amazing as a comedy. And Kevin Kline, I mean, we're talking Academy Award for A Fish Called Wanda, Best Supporting Actor. So,
you know, I tried to watch that movie. I didn't get it.
I love that movie.
Think, really, I just didn't get it.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen
it. Yeah, yeah. Coming to Kill Me.
I love that movie.
I thought A Fish Called Wanda was really good, but Kevin Kline, ever since him and Will Smith did Wild Wild West, he kind of just vanished. I know he's done a couple of things.
He's got the underwear thing going, the Kevin Kline underwear.
Yeah.
He's got that fashion.
Oh, wait. Jeans, too.
Wait, that's that other guy.
There's a new movie out today that you might want to pick up. Kevin Kline's in it, does a very good job. He is starring opposite Diane Keaton. The movie's called Darling Companion. Kevin Kline is a doctor, really rich, well-to-do kind of guy. No time for his wife, very self-centered. So Diane Keaton, empty nest syndrome, finds a stray dog.
And Diane Keaton, the same character in every movie.
She seems like she's a little old for him.
I just can't take her.
You know, the only thing that bugs me about Diane Keaton is just two things. One, I thought the perm that she wore in Godfather 3 could have, that almost ruined the film for me. And outside of that, the whole glove thing. The glove, you know, you ever seen her in an interview?
I like her.
Yeah, whenever she's interviewed, she's wearing like a guy's suit with gloves. Every time.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
A little of that Annie Hall thing goes a long way. I don't know.
All right. Darling Companion, she finds a dog, falls in love with the dog because the dog represents the husband that doesn't care, the kids that have left. Then one day, the dog runs away. She has a complete breakdown. The entire town comes together to find one lost dog when really, throughout this, maybe, just maybe, if she doesn't find the dog, at least her husband might find her.
What's the name of this thing?
Darling Companion.
Ugh.
Okay. Well, yeah. Just giving you guys warnings. Hey, there's a movie called Quadrophenia. You ever see that?
What is it?
Quadrophenia.
No. Yeah.
1973, The Who did a rock opera called Quadrophenia. Then in 1979, they made a movie. It is not a musical. It's not like Tommy. It's a real film starring Sting and a very young Ray Winstone, who you could have seen maybe in the movie The Departed. He was the guy that played Mr. French. He was in the last Indiana Jones movie. He's the guy who was a double, triple, quadruple agent. Anyway, oh, shoot.
But anyway,
you've got Ray Winstone very young in this. Sting still looking like young Sting in this movie. Quadrophenia came out in 1979, out on Blu-ray for the very first time ever today. 2 and a Half Men, season 9, a.k.a. the Ashton Kutcher season, is available today on DVD. Really good show.
Give me a good name for a singer. Stink. That'd be a good name.
It would?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Hey, that guy's good. What's his name? Stink? Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. Could be an interesting marketing thing. You get a stink shirt, and it's like one of those scratch and sniff ones. No. You could do that.
Good story, Dan.
No, I'm Frank.
All right, so a show that I was a bit, is the word trepidatious, if I was a bit nervous about whether to like it? Is that a good word, trepidatious?
That's a great word, yeah.
Okay, so I was a bit trepidatious when it came to this show. I really like it now. Boardwalk Empire season 2.
I can't wait.
Is available on Blu-ray, regular DVD. Really, I mean, I don't know if you were like me. I was on the fence. I'm like, I don't know if this would be good or not.
In the same way that Mad Men is true to the period that's supposed to be taking place, this thing, whoever the continuity director is, to make sure that everything is right, 1921, they do a great job.
Yeah, and I love the way they throw in the whole Al Capone story.
Yeah.
I mean, in the very first episode, it's like 2.5 hours long in season one. If you've never seen Boardwalk Empire, at least get your hands on the very first episode, because it was directed by Martin Scorsese, and it rocks. And that'll hook you if you've always been on the fence with it. So, season two out today, Sons of Anarchy. By all the guys on motorcycles.
I've never seen it.
No, me neither.
It looks good.
Everybody talks.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. I remember I used to catch episodes when it would be on.
I can't get past that Ron. What's his name? Ron.
Oh, Perlman.
Ron Perlman. Because I see him and I still see that beast in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Well, and you know that guy, he's just got a weird face.
Oh, he's got a
like Cro-Magnon kind of
yes,
stuff.
No,
going
he's
on.
Got almost a deformed.
Yeah, he was the star of the movie Hellboy, and really all they did was paint his face red. I mean, yeah. Because the guy's just—he's a weird-looking dude. The Walking Dead. Everybody is hooked.
Love
on The Walking Dead. Everybody is hooked on this show. Season 2 is available. If you're a big, huge fan like Ian is, they've got a box set for season 2, which is literally a zombie's head with a screwdriver into the eyeball.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Now you're talking.
You open up the zombie's head, and that's where all the discs are at. That'll cost you $100, or just bring about 50, and you can get all of season 2.
Great packaging.
In Plain Sight, season 5, a TV show that I think is directly responsible for the overabundance of white trash in this country. Jersey Shore, season 5, is available today. Glee, season 3, continuing to manipulate confused youth, that is available today. The amazing...
What's that? 30 seconds.
Oh, good Lord.
Or 45.
The Pirates, Band of Misfits, it is a claymation, whatever kind of thing. It's out today. You might want to dig that. Might want to pick it up. The Lucky One, starring Zac Efron, about the Iraq soldier who finds the little picture of the little girl and the woman, and he falls in love with somebody he doesn't even know, and that's what keeps him alive in the war. Ugh, that's available today. And last but not least... All right, there's one that you might want to definitely pick up. There's one that you should avoid like the plague. Here's how we're going to break this down. 1950, Harvey, Jimmy Stewart on Blu-ray.
Good day.
If you've never seen it, maybe it's worth at least checking out. That is what I'm going to say. You got to definitely grab it. But the one to avoid, no matter what, I don't care if you have a gift certificate. I don't care if your mother gave it to you. You avoid the film Battleship at all costs. It's out today. Don't get roped into this. Battleship, the huge giant flop from this summer, is out on Blu-ray and regular DVD. That does it for me. I'll talk to you guys later. This is Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, John.
Take care, guys.
You know, anybody under 30 is going, who? Jimmy Stewart, who's that? That was Joe Hipperson, by the way. Brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Go in and ask to see the new Miele vacuum cleaner. Auric. All right. On the way, Bill Cleveland. On the way before that, a company that has been part of this show for over 20 years. Unheard of. American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. 314 is easy. That's the long-time St. Louis area code. 878. That's the key. That way you know you're calling. Stick that 9999 on there. You're calling the original. You're calling American Equity Mortgage. You're calling the company that so many of these other companies sound like they want to be. And who doesn't want to be like the top dog, number one? Of course, it's natural. It's normal. They will help you with a couple of things. They'll help you get in the house you want by helping you get that mortgage. And they will also show you the way out of that horrible credit card hole that you can't seem to dig out of. If you're a homeowner, it's a whole lot easier than you may think. They do a lot, and they work fast. Get you approved as fast as possible, perfect or less than perfect credit. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
Here's Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklandian airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Dana. We're looking at westbound 64 from 270 out to the Boone Bridge. Boy, we've got some slow stretches here. 270 through Mason, Maryville Center through Timberlake Manor, Clarkson to the Iceplex, and then Long Road to the Boone Bridge. You hit some stop-and-go stuff there. Westbound 70, same thing. It's stop-and-go from 370 out through TRQs. Eastbound 270, you'll find it slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florence. And southbound 270, bumper-to-bumper in some spots between Olive and Doherty. Let's see here. They were still working with that accident on southbound 170 just after Page. It's off on the right shoulder, but you do have a backup. About a quarter of a mile. It's slow there, and then from Ladue down through Highway 64. This report brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between fill-ups? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it can help you get a few more miles per tank. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? Use JewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, post current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usejewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
For the most popular Western boots around, ask for Justin Boots at Chuck's Boots on Highway 30 in Fenton and Mid Rivers Mall Drive at Highway 70 in St. Peter's.
LP SmartSide Trim and Siding is your durable, beautiful choice for replacing storm-damaged siding. Find an LP Build Smart preferred remodeler at SmartSideNow.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
I'm great. Well, the Republican convention goers in Tampa dodged most of the bad weather, but still remain on alert. In fact, several delegates took cover when they thought they heard the roar of an approaching hurricane, but turns out it was just Chris Matthews arriving at the arena. I guess you didn't watch the news earlier today.
No.
That's all right. We'll move along. Lance Armstrong recently said he would quit fighting the drug charges against him. As you might recall, they once said they found three banned substances in his hotel room while he was in France. Deodorant, toothpaste, soap.
I get it. Bam.
And a new survey finds that U.S. Airways is the most hated airline in the country.
Oh.
Today, U.S. Airways apologized to its passengers, then charged them a $50 apology fee. And finally, a man in Iowa was arrested after he got drunk, urinated on himself, took off his clothes, and then into a stranger's house he thought was his. The craziest thing, Dan told me he doesn't even know how he got to Iowa.
I knew it was going to be somebody in this
room. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KJR.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
There goes Bill, and here comes the Playhouse. Call your friends. Don't go away. 5 o'clock.